Welcome to the Healer's Corner podcast with your hosts, Melissa Wiles and Maria Serna.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Good evening.
I'm like, oh crap, we gotta start. We're late. We're too busy having fun. The pre-fun before the fun goes live. And now everything is evidence. So we must... But yay, we get to have Maria Celeste back with Maria Serna going over some crystal healing. And I'm like, you know what? Garnet doesn't get enough love. Moss agate doesn't get enough love. And now that we've got the Vogels here, because both of you ladies work with Vogel crystals. So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And Maria Serna. You grabbed one of these nice, pretty guys this past weekend.
Oh, yes. Along with the white Moravite.
Did you?
I got a white. Oh, yeah. I said, I can't. I have to take this home.
Yeah. They're gentle giants. They're truly gentle giants. It's just the magic of the Vogel. I cannot explain enough to the audience. The magic of the Vogels. And I literally, these two and this third one on me literally hang in my bedroom. And I have another one that hangs on my bedpost. But these are, you know, these are the only ones I have. Everything else is, I've always released it, and I stockpiled it. And I'm like, okay, somebody wants a Vogel. But yeah, these babies. Truly, if you understand what they do, they help regenerate the DNA and the RNA and help realign us back to our original source in terms of our DNA and the RNA. They're very, very, very powerful tools. So much so that they originally were used in IBM computers by Mr. Vogel. And so they actually had the scientific use before they became metaphysical, and the metaphysical community out in Mount Shasta got a hold of it and said, well, if it moves energy through the computers, it must move energy through the body. And they're absolutely right. They really do move energy through the body. So they're absolutely beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And I don't know if I told the story last time about the Vogels. Usually the Vogels are big. They're usually big. And Mr. Vogel made some of these are tens of thousands of dollars. I mean, the big ones are, I don't know, Melissa, if you've ever seen the big ones, but these, they're gorgeous and they run $5,000 to $10,000. Absolutely exquisite. Mm-hmm. And by the grace of God, early on, I have a very small original Vogel that Mr. Vogel actually made. But Ray Pinto's brother used to work with Mr. Vogel when Mr. Vogel worked for IBM, and he designed these for the IBM computers, the very large government computers that needed to move a lot of information very quickly. And that's how the energetic design of this crystal moves the energy through it. You know, you got to remember the quartz are used in radios for frequency. So they are frequency and they do move energy. So they really do what we say they do. And they're actually applied in industry. And so Mr. Pinto was visited by Mr. Vogel after Mr. Vogel died and said, go to my lab. I will teach you how to make these. And he's like, you're dead. How am I going to do that? And he goes, go with your brother. He'll show you how. And miraculously enough, Ray Pinto actually made some, and he made some small ones. And so when we came across them, I was like, I need all of these. And Eric's like, why do you need all of these? And I'm like, I don't know. I need all of these. And I think I told this story last month. So we ended up with all of these. And then I was told that I was going to be channeling information. And I believe, Melissa, that I sent you that copy that you hopefully share with the people when they buy them. It used to be on my website. And I'm sorry, folks, I took my website down. If you need to get a hold of me, get a hold of Melissa. She'll tell you how to get a hold of me. It's just I've chosen because of my lifestyle just to go, okay, if you need to get a hold of me, you'll figure out how to get a hold of me. But I'm hiding. I'm not doing as much as I used to do because I'm doing me. So Melissa does have the channel of the Vogel and how to meditate with it for 28 days and explain how it will realign and balance your chakras and your DNA and your RNA. And the interesting thing is, spirit would wake me up at like 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm gone sleeping. They go, no, you're not. You got to go up and go open your computer and go here. And I'd open up my computer. And I think I don't, did I send you the second set? Did I email you the second set? Because the second, okay, check, because the second set is actually scientific information that supports everything that spirit channeled to me, because spirit knows, like, I have real trust issues. And I'm like, yeah, really? You're giving me this information? Is this like for real? And then like 3 months later, they would be like, go wake up. We're going to show you that it's real information. My life has been crazy fun. It's really been crazy fun. And so Melissa has both of those, that when you get the Vogels, that she has some Vogels. And they're just, they're magical. They're truly, truly, I don't keep many things. People say to me after all the years, the 26 years I've done this, my parents thought I was going to be a geologist. And I was thinking today, because a friend of mine reached out, she has a daughter that is in need of some crystals. And she said, Maria, can you pick some crystals? I was like, I don't have a lot of crystals anymore. I'm like, oh no. And I realized I never really kept a lot, but I did keep these. Because now, they're Vogels.
Now, don't Vogels have to have so many sides?
There's different Vogels that have different sides. I don't get so hung up on that, because all the Vogels, technically, because of their design, one side is, the point is male and the top is female. And so it will, whether you want to expand the energy through the female side or concentrate the energy through the male side, it doesn't really, some people get really hung up on 16, 12, 36. The Fibonacci kind of thing, that never was a matter to me. I was like, a Vogel is going to be a Vogel, is going to be a Vogel, and they're all going to do their work. And I'm not so hung up on, do I need 32? I never got that technical. I'm not a technical person. I'm more of an overview person. And I know what Vogels do. And it's like, a Vogel's going to do what a Vogel's going to do. And I don't know whether it's 12 or 36 or 32 or 16. It's going to do its thing. So I never really got hung up on that. But yes, there are a lot of people that like, I want a 32-sided Vogel. I'm like, okay, here, you can count it. Because it wasn't that important to me. I just knew, I just loved my Vogels. And I just know that they're going to do, whether they're 12 or they're 6 or they're 2 or they're 10 or they're, you know, I mean, you should see some of these. Oh my God. They're absolutely exquisite. It just, the energy is just, it's so warm and yummy and so gentle and powerful all at the same time. It's just, oh, I can't say enough about my Vogels.
So the Vogels need to be done out of quartz.
Yes.
I've seen some where they try to do this shape, and I say try because they're not always perfect in like their points and in that nice fluid decrease. But Vogels should be in a quartz to do what we needed to do, right? Okay.
There are a few. Mr. Pinto did do, I have, unless I gave it away. I had a green one. He did it in a green green obsidian, and he did one in a rose quartz. He did one in a rhodonite, not a rhodonite, but a rutile. And then he did one in an amethyst. And there was four odd pieces that he had worked with. And by the grace of God, I have them, or I had them. And I'm like, I may have, somebody may have wanted it, you know. It's like, okay, because this is a huge lesson in detachment. It's a Buddhist thing. But they, for the most part, they are quartz. The original Vogels, they're quartz because they're used. Mm-hmm. The quartz are, it's an amazing frequency movement crystal. And it's just because of the resonance of it. And when you think of how many quartz are in the earth and what they're doing for our frequency, is absolutely beautiful. But yes, the original ones are always quartz. You're absolutely right about that, Melissa.
Now, Maria Serna, you use them in your pranic healing.
Mm-hmm.
And
go ahead.
I was going to say, and for you, the more clear, the better. So is that to like move the energy like unimpeded and get a fluid movement?
Mm-hmm. Yes. In pranic healing, We try to keep it at the 18 facets. And it's a single terminated. The reason why is the rounded portion of it, is pointing to the healer. The pointed is pointing to the person, you know, and it's for us to remove stale energy from that person. I don't want to say disease, but it's just stale energy from that person. And the pointer will help me remove it quicker. I can do it with my hands, but the clear crystal is a master healer. It energies run through it. And I usually, the facets is 18 because it helps like make that tool that you're using go in quicker and bring in the energy quicker to that individual. But I do have a rose quartz single terminated also, and I do have an amethyst single terminated also that I work with. And my go-to is the rose quartz, because if I notice a client, they need a gentler, more gentle energy, more gentle healing, that's my go-to is the rose quartz. If I know that this client has need a little bit more oomph in their healing, I will reach out for the clear crystal. I will. That's my second go-to.
Well, now that you picked up one of these guys that have the double ends, like how are you going to use this since it's not smooth on the one side?
Well, the Vogels, what I use is a personal use. That's why I love this one. the female end of it, you can put it on your solar plex. If you're feeling a little low energy, if I did a whole bunch of healing throughout the day, and I need to clear it. So I put the female on my solar plex, and I envision Mother Earth. There's a hole of Mother Earth, or maybe a violet flame, or maybe an orange flame. And it's pulling all of that energy that I had picked up from my clients. It's pulling it from me on my solar plex. So I use it as a self-healing tool. That's what I use the Vogel for.
Nice, because I'm like, I could see these even being used in crystal grids. And I don't know, Maria Celeste, if you did much with the grids, but like, yeah, as like female end more pointed towards that center to like that, your concentration, your main point piece, and like sending that out. And because it is so clear, like it's really going to get it out there pretty quick. Maria Celeste, have you like taken a picture of somebody who needed healing, but they weren't around nearby? So did you ever put their picture in the center of the grid and build the grid on it?
Oh, yeah. I used to do a lot of distance healing, but I still would do it if people ask, but a lot of distance healings. And so what I would do is you'd get a picture of them. And I have I don't have it with me. I have a copper ring. And I would put the copper ring, and then I would set usually four Vogels with the Vogel in the center, or a round tumbled stone in the center, depending on what they needed and where they needed it on their body. And then I would set it and hold the grid. And then I would sit the grid on my altar and usually leave it there for about 3 days. But the Vogels, and a lot of times I did my own grids for myself, where I would put, there would be four Vogels and then something in the center or a picture of whatever was needed in the center. And I would put that on the altar. But I love grids. I absolutely love grids. And before I sold all my big ones, and I was thinking, oh my God, I used to have big ones that I would sit with and meditate and people. So anyway, there's, but I would use the big ones too, you know, because of the, like Maria said, they're the clear quartz, and clear quartz are just, it's a magnifying for everything. And if you don't know what crystal to use, use a clear quartz. That's why Mother Nature is like, if you understood how many clear quartz is in the center of the earth, it's crazy cool of what the clear quartz, they're like live spirits, folks. I mean, they're just not, you need to understand, these are live babies. There's energy in these. And when you treat them with that respect, they're gonna come alive and work for you. They want to work for you as much as you want them to work for you. These babies love to work. They love to work. Truly, they do. And so, you know, putting them on grids, wearing them, hanging them in the room. And if you don't know what to do with it, just love it and respect it. It's going to do what it needs to do for you. It doesn't have to, it's not going to ask you directions. It doesn't need directions. It intrinsically knows how to work with you. Gritting is so cool. I'll need to come up and do a grit class with you.
Oh, yes, yes. Please.
Yes, please. I feel like that is an option that gets kind of overlooked. And I think maybe it's because people are afraid of doing it wrong or they don't even know where to start. So I think that would be a really good class for us. And I mean, we've got a couple crystals around the store to work with.
Yeah, you do. Like, yeah. It would be fun because like, you know, when my girlfriend asked me, she's like, my daughter wants some crystals. And I'm like, well, I know she needs rose quartz and I know amethyst is really good for addictions and I don't have any of those. So I'm like, but I have every room gridded in rose quartz. Literally, there's rose quartz in every room in my house, inside and out. And I'm like, oh, I cannot. It's just like, yeah, no, you don't get those. You know, and it's like, that's really strange for me to be selfish about it, but it's like, no, these are in my house. These are like, uh-uh. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, they're doing their job. Leave them alone.
Yeah, because I've gridded my house, and people in the neighborhood have said, "What do you have gridded around your house?" I've like rose quartz, and they go, "Can we have some?" So now, sort of, it's like the whole neighborhood is sort of gridded in rose quartz. It's really quite fun.
You need to come move next to Maria. That's a good neighborhood now. Like
it's gridded in rose quartz. Yeah, you can't have too much rose quartz.
Mm-mm, no,
you can't have too much. And really, folks. If you're like, what crystal do I need for whatever it is I need it for? And you don't know what it is. And the person doesn't, go for clear quartz, go for a Vogel, go for the white moldavite, the clear quartz, even though moldavite is a calcite, but there's something about the clear quartz that moves energy beautifully. And it's, if you think of it spiritually and the white energy and the light energy, it moves through those crystals. You know, I say this time and time again, the mineral kingdom is biblical. God made three kingdoms. This is the mineral kingdom. Mm-hmm. And it works energetically with us, just like the plant kingdom and the animal kingdom. And they all energetically work together. And so embrace it and love it, and they'll work with you.
So while I was thinking of like what stones we should talk about tonight, I stood in front of my cabinets and I'm like, who gets overlooked? And one of the ones that kind of yelled out was moss agate. Aww. And I'm like, you know, this poor guy, and this is just a small one. And this isn't even like the most prettiest of moss agate. I'm trying not to drop it because it is very slippery. This one I love in the springtime because if you work with plants, like moss agate will help your plants, so will tree agate. But Maria, I don't think you and I have talked a whole lot about moss agate. So I'm like, ooh, let's pick your brain about moss agate.
The interesting thing about moss agate is, and you're absolutely, it is. We had tumbled moss agate. It's rare to find it in anything else other than tumbled, oddly enough. And by a true definition, it's a chalcedony. It's not an agate with dendrite in it. And for some reason, it usually always ends up in tumbled or in beads or like in cabochons, but rarely do you see it in like a candle or something. But moss agate is an amazing stone for balancing and for stability for anybody who wants to focus on a goal. And if you understand, it communicates with the heart and your throat chakra in terms of allowing you to manifest your goals. It's a very good stone for that. And a lot of people overlook it. It's not really a popular stone. Melissa, you can probably, you know, I mean, for every amethyst you sell, you probably sell a half of a moss agate. It's not, I was always interested in the people that would buy moss agate because It's not a very popular stone, but yet it is. It's a wonderful stone for balancing, for stability, for helping you focus on getting to your goal, because the green, the prosperity, and giving you focus so that you can achieve your goal and stay grounded. It's a very powerful stone that way. And yet it just sort of just sits there like a tree and just does its thing without you noticing it.
Right. Well, and that's the thing, like people, when they come in asking about like stones for abundance and everything, and I'm like, oh, you know, moss agate, tree agate. And they're like, oh, because they're so used to hearing amethyst, ametrine, citrine, tiger's eye. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh my God, think outside the box, please. And I'm like, think of it this way, that moss, it grows, it spreads. So why wouldn't you want your prosperity to spread? Why don't you want your success to spread? Right. You know? And they're like, oh. And I'm like, yeah, think outside the typical box. Like, try adding that in there and see what happens. What's the worst? Nothing. I doubt nothing will happen, but that's the worst. But, you know, and I'm like, this poor little guy gets overlooked. So when I was able to grab some in palm stones, you know, and I'm like, yes, to sit and meditate with like that calming grounding. But yet if you're like, need to focus on business. I need to focus on success for like writing a paper for school or something. Like, this is a good one to pick up and use and ask it, like, what is the best way to approach this goal that I need to go? And how do I move in that direction? Right? Because moss spreads. It's like a moving plant. So why don't you want your goal to move in the direction you wanted to, you know, you to go towards it? But yeah, I wasn't sure if you had any good, fun stories about it working like in a healing energetic way for people. Like, hey, do this with it.
Not particularly in terms of anything special, but in terms of one of the things that a lot of people don't think about is moss agate grows in shaded areas. So moss agate helps you overcome the dark part. The dark part of our souls that keep us from being able to achieve our goal, so that it eliminates that and allows it in a gentle way to say, I'm going to grow anyway. I'm going to achieve my goals, even with that negative stuff, even with the dark stuff, because moss doesn't grow in sunlight. Moss grows in shaded, darker areas where there's a lot of moisture, and the moisture could be thought. And so it allows the moss agate allows you to overcome that darkness that you think could keep you from achieving your goals, so that you could churn that into making it grow, into making it prosperous. So it allows you to overcome the darkness to achieve the goal. And it's very subtle about doing that. If you understand how moss grows, moss doesn't grow in the sunlight. Moss grows in shaded, dark areas. And so it allows you to overcome those dark shadows, that dark shadow part of the self, that negativity that we have that grows in our brain. And moss agate's like, no, get out of the way. I'm going to grow anyway. I'm going to get you to your goal. And it just does it because that's just what it does. It overcomes your darkness so that you can prosper. And it's just does it quietly.
I like that. It's not the whole, let's sit and have really long conversations about yourself. It's like, I'm just going to help you over here.
Yeah.
You're going to see the results. Maria Cerna, have you worked a lot with moss agate?
I have a few moss agate. I haven't really worked with clients on it. I use it, again, it's another personal thing. The fact that it's a color green, green color breaks up negative energy. Mm. So I wish they made it into a spear. You know how I love spears. I wish they made it into a spear, because if I come home, I can just place my hand on top of it. And that is like a shortcut way for me to get rid of anything that I had picked up. Actually, it's funny that you said that, Marie-Celeste. I didn't know that they only come in tumblers. Mm-hmm. I've been looking for a spear, moss agate, for a few years now, and I haven't been able to find it.
Ma'am, have you not looked in my cabinets? I have three.
Oh, you do?
I have three. They're about big. They're not super big.
Oh, I want something that I want like 2.5 to 3 inches spear. I want a big spear.
You might have to have somebody specially make that.
Yeah.
Really?
Now the interesting thing is, this is what I'm thinking. And I don't know from a mineralogical standpoint, it may not be formed in big pieces, which is why we don't find big pieces. Because you've got to understand for them to make a sphere, they've got to, the reason spheres are expensive is that spheres start with a big piece and winds up in a little piece. And like with peridot and stuff, you're not going to find a big peridot. Peridot mineralogically does not form in big chunks, like big pieces of rose quartz. So I don't know the mineralogical aspect of moss agate, but I'm thinking that probably because we haven't seen it, you know, in the few 26 years that I've done this, I've never seen a big piece of moss agate. And I'm wondering if it's because it's not mined that way, because it doesn't grow in big chunks.
Chunks.
You know?
Yeah, I was going to say, that, like, yeah, like the spheres that I have are maybe, you know, about yay big.
Yeah, about the size of a big temple. Yeah.
You know, and the skull that I have, he's like, you know, sits in your palm. I've managed to get a few like towers, but then again, thinking like what you said, Maria Celeste, of how it grows and maybe the thickness of it. So maybe you get a long piece, but if it's not thick enough to do a sphere out of it or something. So now my hamster wheels will be going down some rabbit holes later.
Yeah.
On how moss.
That's what I'm thinking too. The actual molecular structure of moss. I don't have my Simon Schuster book here.
But yeah, Maria, I've got three, but like I said, they're, you know, not super big.
But I know, ask and you shall receive.
Yeah. I'm like, man, I can't look in my cabinets.
Right. I'm looking for a big spirit because when you, I found out that when I left my tumblers, I have like about five of them. There was a room, hardly used, and I left it there. I didn't even realize I left it there. And when a room is not really used, there's no energy flowing. And especially when you close the door, you know, there's no energy flowing. I left it there. And I happened to come into the room once. And I was like, oh, the energy shifted. Why? And I saw that I left the moss agate in that room. So I thought that was really cool. I was like, whoa, if I can get this in a big spear, that would be great.
You might need a collection of spears sitting close together.
Cluster it together. Yeah.
So another stone. And I'm like, you know, nobody talks about garnet. People, I think, are so used to garnet being in jewelry. And then I think they're really shocked when they see what it looks like before jewelers start superheating it and changing the color of it and everything else. But like that is what garnet looks like, more in a natural state. And I say more in a, because obviously it's been tumbled, it's been polished, it's been shaped, but it has not been put into a GE oven to superheat it to get that, you know, red gemmy piece that you normally see in jewelry. And I know for me, I like garnet. That's another reason why I'm like, we're working with this one tonight. It helps with exhaustion. So it's, we have a lot of nurses that will come in because we have UH around us. We have the Cleveland Clinic around us. We have Metro. We have a lot of bigger hospital systems. And they're like, oh my God, I am dragging. And I'm like, here, hold this garnet and see what happens. And I'm like, oh my God. And I'm like, yes. It's not as pretty when it's tumbled as what it is in jewelry, but it still does its job.
Yeah.
So I don't think I've ever been able to get garnet from you, Maria Celeste. I know I've gotten ruby, but have you worked with garnet?
Yeah, I love garnet. It's the stone for January, but garnet is an amazing, next to rose quartz, garnet is a great stone for strengthening the heart. It strengthens the blood supply, which is where you get the energy from. It is a great opener of the heart in terms of, it's different than the self-love of opening the heart. It's opening up the heart to abundance of physical health. Garnet really works with the physical body more than the emotional body, where rose quartz will work with the emotional body. And it works with blood. It's great for if you're anemic, to help you with anemia. And it's just, to me, the gemminess of garnet. And it's one stone that I did sell. We had probably a 20-pound rose quartz, and it starred. And people were like, oh my God. And I'm like, yeah, it needs to be in somebody's home. It's not in my home, but it is one stone that is absolutely the energy from garnet will work with you, as Melissa said, very physically. It works very physically to help your physical body to heal and to be energetic and to thrive, with building the immune system, building the energy supply, building good, strong blood, and just good, strong. And if you've got good, strong blood, and garnet's telling me this right now, that it works also with the bone, because you need the blood to strengthen the bone. So it strengthens the core. Your core ability is fascinating with the garnet. I love garnet. Garnet has always been a very special stone to me. And garnet is a stone that they used back in about the roaring 20s-ish. And there was a lot of energy in the roaring 20s. So it doesn't surprise me that they used a lot of garnet, you know, in the pins and the necklaces. And it's just, it makes stunning jewelry, but it also is stunning physically for what it does for the physical body rather than the emotional body.
Now there's at least one other color of garnet, like the hessenite, which is the orange garnet.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
phthalerite garnet that's orange too.
Yes. So, you know, and when people learn that like garnet comes in more than one color, amethyst also comes in more than one color, you know, that you get like a whole bunch of other cool properties that start coming, you know, in with these stones and crystals that work with you. Here's a fun question. It's like, how do crystals get their power? And it's like they're created that way. That is their science molecular structure. We are molecular in structure, and you know, that's how they work with us. And you know, I love the fact that it's like when people are like, you know, kind of learning and maybe they're a little bit on the fence and they're like, well, how can a stone really help? And my favorite one to go to is always lepidolite. And I'm like, it is lithium that gives it that purple color. And they use lithium in science and in medicine. So if it works this way, it also works this way. Why do you think they pulled it out? So, you know, that's how and where, you know, they come in. But you know, the hessenite, like, ooh, we got some really pretty hessenite, and you know, we were showing them off and like that bright orange. And I'm like, yes. And I'm like, so now you're getting, you know, your bottom two chakras kind of going in there and being taken care of. And, you know, your safety and your sense of belonging are now going to be a little more like grounded for you in like what you're working and what you're dealing with, which is great for young children in school right now. But you know, cause kids be kids, right? And they're mean to one another. They make fun of one another. They do horrible things to one another. You know, so that's a good stone. I would say definitely get them more of a tumble. Don't give them like a $120 pendant to wear around in school, but
no, they won't have that long.
No,
they'll get lost on the playground.
Right. Good question. What crystals do I need for happiness? Oh, like sunstone is great for that. Oh, here, let me put it back up.
I want to question that question behind that is, where is the need for happiness coming from?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
What is the lack that's behind the happiness? Because to me, for this person, is if you can look at where is the lack of happiness coming from, then we can address how to fulfill that lack rather than just looking at overall happiness. And for some reason, I just was focused in on that for that particular person, to have them look at what's the need behind that happiness? Where is the lack of happiness coming from?
It's fun. So if you think like this time of year, a lot of people will have seasonal affective disorder. And before I say, please No, we are not doctors. We are not prescribing or anything of the sort. Never are we going to tell you to quit taking any meds or anything. And I'm saying, not saying this is just you, Galactic, but just overall. Sunstone is great for mood uplifting. It's a fun, positive type of stone. Citrine is a good, bright, uplifting stone. Yellow agate, orange calcite, yellow calcite.
Sulfur.
Those are all. I'm sorry?
Sulfur.
Sulfur. Mm-hmm. You know, it's, those are all good, fun stones to either carry with you, make a grid, put around your desk. Like if you're in a workplace that like you got ball humbugs around you, even when it's not this time of year, you know, just putting those stones around kind of keep your space in a more happy, productive, make you feel good, you know, space. You know, those are some off the top of my head. I'm sure there's more. Maria Celeste, you might have even more that are good for uplifting positive vibes.
Well, one of the things is, you did say citrine, but the other thing to work with citrine is you could use like an apophyllite, where the apophyllite is going to raise that vibration to help raise the vibration from the solar plexus to the spiritual realm to help you raise it and energetically bring up that energy into a higher vibration for you. The other thing that I'm getting is if you are in a situation where you want positivity is to make sure that you're protecting yourself from negativity, which would be adding some hematite or some black tourmaline to that mix so that you're protecting yourself from the negativity while you're allowing yourself to absorb the positivity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hematite comes tumbled. I'm just sitting here and I'm like, oh, and you can usually find it in a ring. I think yes. We sell these for like $2 or $3. They shouldn't be too much more than that. I've heard of places trying to sell those for like $10 a piece. And I'm like, why? They don't need to be. That's ridiculous. But, you know, you can get hematite pretty readily. It's a pretty common stone out there in most places and the rings. And the fun thing, too, with rings, if you get a sphere, like your sphere will sit on it as well. Yeah. So if you have a sphere, like say on your desk and maybe somebody comes up and they pick it up and they're playing with it. And then they're kind of like complaining about their day. So they're dumping their negative into your poor little sphere. As soon as they put it back down on that hematite's going to be like kind of pulling that out of it for you, you know? So that's another good reason to use, you know, hematite rings for spheres.
That's actually a very good idea. I like that. I like that idea. That's nice.
Yeah. Most of our spheres are on hematite.
Oh, that's cool.
In the store. But it's, you know, hematite's pretty easy to get pretty much anywhere.
Yes.
So it's pretty good, but you know, protecting yourself from things that might be kind of pulling your good vibes away from yourself or from your area. Again, you could put like 4 hematite in your corners.
Yes.
To help kind of keep that away. Maria Cerna, I think you were in one of our last ones. You were talking about like keeping up your positive. People that are negative kind of feel uncomfortable and they kind of drift away on their own anyway. So if you can like focus on those stones when you got like the negative trying to kind of come around, the more you focus on this and being solid and like, I'm not going to let that come into me. That negative is going to kind of like repel away and go somewhere else with it. Yes. So sometimes that can be a little harder to do, especially if it feels overwhelming, but the more you practice, the easier it gets. I find when it is for something for me, and Maria Celeste, you might have better science on this. I've always felt and I think I even read somewhere later that stones, like their little auras go about 3 feet. So they need to be more with like within a 3 foot of you, unless you have a grid set up. So it's like, I tell ladies when they're like, well, I need this for that. And I'm like, that's great. But if you need it at work and you're keeping your stones in your purse and your purse is in a locker on the other side of the building, they're doing nothing for you because they're on the other side of the building. They're not in with you. Have you had different experiences or?
No, but we can add to that, because let's say you are on the other side of the building and you're like, oh my God, I need my moss agate, and my moss agate's over there. Remember, Mother Gaia will always give you what you need. You are standing on the biggest source of crystals anywhere in the world. So there's times when it's like I'm walking into one of these big box stores, whether it's Lowe's or Meyers or Menards or Walmart, whatever. And I'm like, okay, Archangel Michael, you've got a standing order and I need some hematite and I don't have any on. Just ask Mother Gaia to bring that energy to you, and ask and you shall receive, and know that you can go forth in that energy. If for some reason it's like, oh my God, my black hematite, I didn't travel with it, I need some black hematite because this person on the plane is driving me crazy. Just Mother Nature, bring me black tourmaline to protect me from this negative person. So you can ask if you don't have it. But if it is with you, yes, it is better that it is within your field. And that's why, and maybe Maria, you don't understand, maybe you know that, I don't know, but a lot of people like spheres because of the mm-hmm. fact that they're round and their energy mm-hmm. goes outward, where a tower, you're going to have the energy go up straight. But in a sphere, because it's 360, a lot of people believe that a sphere's energy is going to permeate the room in a bigger area because it is round versus a smaller stone or a tower. And there's our people that will only collect spheres because their energy is 360 in support of what you were saying, Melissa. Again, I'm like, just give me the crystal. I don't care what form it's in. Doesn't, I mean, unless I'm using it for a geometric reason, I've never gotten like, oh, I only want this or I only want that. It's like, it's beautiful. I'll take it whatever form it comes in. And I've never been so specific, but I had people that they only buy spheres. They will only buy spheres because spheres are the 360 degree. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. I honor that, and we'll look for a sphere for you. Me, I'm just like, give me any stone. I don't care. I love them all. Doesn't matter.
In the beginning, I was like, I'll take it in any shape, but then I get to be like, well, I want to carry it more with me. So it needs to be more like this. And I say that as I'm kind of like looking around my living room and everything, which, by the way, that ruby zoisite was like on the window shelf in front of my face that whole time. It was.
Oh, wow. And you couldn't find it the last time. That was funny.
No, it didn't want to be on camera.
Oh, it didn't. It was shy.
And I'm like,
they do have personalities. They mm-hmm. will hide I mean, seriously. They will jump and they will scream and they go, I'm not sitting next to that person on that table. I want to be. And I'm like, oh my God, you're worse than kids in the back of the car. My crystals will actually talk. Yes. And if you've ever seen me set up a table, they're like, oh my God, she's talking to a crystal. I'm like, yeah, I do. And they talk back. Mm-hmm. They do.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think it was the first round in the Peruvian nature mysticism that, you know, I was going through. I remember my teacher being like, okay, here's your first set of stones that you've picked out before next month. Get their names. And I'm like, Brock, that's their name. Because, I had picked them up outside, and I'm like, it's real common from the Metro Park. It's whatever. And like 2 or 3 days later, I remember I was coming into the store because I had my mesa set up, on the other side of the store behind like some screens, and the amount of yelling and screaming coming from them. And I'm like, oh shit, that's real. Okay. All right, cool. Let's see. Like, got it. I'm listening, to things that are outside of what my normal perception is, and how and why to work with them, answer them. And and again, it kind of comes back to what you said. They are living little things, and everything has a consciousness. They are there just because they don't have little mouths that move. They still communicate. And, they are still a part of the mesa. They're not near as loud as they used to be because we had that conversation.
First of all, they're telling me that they understand that you understand them and they have tremendous respect. And I'm being really serious about this, Melissa. They have tremendous respect for you, for what you were doing in the mineral kingdom and how you were helping people. They have tremendous respect for that because you are authentic. And I'm, this is not a paid advertisement, folks. This is spirit telling me this, that you, the two of you are very authentic and sincere about what you do with the mineral kingdom and bringing it to the animal kingdom. And that's why they have calmed down, because they have learned to trust you, because they know that you respect them and that you know that they are real.
Mm-hmm. You know, on a side tangent, I don't know how knowledgeable either one of you are on the Rosicrucians.
Yes.
And at one point, you know, I found this little blue book. I have no idea where it ended up. I obviously only needed it for that small bit of time, and off it went. And I remember reading in there, like, how everything has a consciousness and, you know, everything is there. And like one of the examples it gave, it's like, you know, like the carpenter, the woodworker that is nailing nails to build a house. And for some reason, that hammer just isn't hammering right. So they put it down or like, fine, whatever, frustrated. They walk away. And the next day, that hammer nails right back the way it should. And it's because that hammer needed a rest. And I'm like, well, I'll be damned. How many times have you walked away from something like, you know what? Fine. I'll just come back later. And then you have no problem. And I'm like, I'll honor that now. Like, I can't screw. You know what? Fine. I'll come back later. Like,
yeah.
Either you or I are having problems. We'll come back. We'll won't force it. We'll just do this later.
Yeah.
But it's like to even have it in a text from like way back when they made books, mm-hmm. like sized and they were covered, yeah. like a little hardcover, like it was one of those old books, and I wish I knew where it was. Watch it show up here now that I'm talking about it.
But there's a whole school on Rosicrucians. I years ago, God, this would be back in the 90s or early 90s through the 90s, I studied, and there was something out of California, and I would get a newsletter every month with a new teaching from the Rosicrucians, and I don't know where those are. I would share them with you if I knew where they were, but they might have been left in Turkey because they used to send them to Turkey to me. So, but it's an amazing, amazing ancient philosophy.
Mm-hmm. No, I really believe everything has an awareness, you mm-hmm. know, even if it's mm-hmm. just gravel in your driveway.
Yeah.
You know,
it's back to, and I, this man is, when I meet him in heaven, he's going to haunt me, because I choose to remember his name, and I always forget his name, and I always look it up, and then I forget it. And it's just like, okay, this man was given a Nobel Peace Prize in 1996 ish because he found the God spark in everything. He literally found the God spark in everything, which the God spark is the living energy of everything. So there you go.
I'll have to go look into that, because now that's another rabbit hole I want to go down. Yeah. So now we need to find how thick and wide, like what's the growth formation of moss agate.
Yeah.
Which I'm glad you pointed out, it's like actually chalcedony. I feel like we should do a whole episode on misnamed stones, like grape agate. It's not agate. It's chalcedony. And pink amethyst is not amethyst. It's chalcedony.
Not an amethyst. Yeah.
You know, I'm like, I hate that. Call it what it really is. Quit making up fancy names to sell it. You know, hate that. Yeah.
Robert Simmons?
I think it's Robert.
I think it was Robert. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was Robert.
He's the master behind that. He was very, very good at making up names to sell stuff. God bless him. He's living in New Zealand off of the ability to create names. God love him.
I'm like, but that's not what it is. But
it's actually mud. It's calcified mud.
I just looked at the time, and I know Maria Celeste, you have to be somewhere here really soon. So we'll start wrapping up here. But So, you know, Vogel crystals, these fun little guys here, great for healing, moving energy, especially either for yourself or for a client, moving energy from yourself to the client or pulling things that you need to remove from the client. And because it's nice and clear, there's no obstruction, that energy is going to flow perfectly and nice and not get hung up somewhere. It's not going to be like a printer jam, like paper jam back to the printer. That's not going to happen here. You love my analogies.
Yes, I do. I really do. They're very successful. I appreciate them because I'm a very visual person and it helps me get the visual. So I appreciate that. Thank you.
I'm like, how can I get this through to people? Aha. Think of it like this.
Yeah, it's cool.
You know, moss agate, which I'm trying to get the light kind of on it. This is the one we were just saying is actually more of a chalcedony with the dendritic pieces in there. So it looks like strands of moss, and this lighting is not doing it justice. But moss,
moving, but it is pretty.
Yeah. So the moss moving through, Maria, you had said it's great for grounding, balancing. There was
persistence, focus, helping you achieve your goal, helping you put your heart into helping you manifest the desires of your heart and your reality. That's it's very, very good for that. And it helps you overcome the dark side of yourself that's keeping you from manifesting it. So it works in the shadow side of you so that you can overcome the shadow side, that all that negative stuff, because our worst enemy is between our two ears. And moss agate helps you overcome that because it grows in the darkness. So it's going to overcome, it's not going to listen to your negative stuff. It's going to do your soul print rather than your negative stuff. Mm-hmm. I hope I've explained that correctly.
I think so. I okay. Mm-hmm. At least I followed you.
Okay, good. good.
And then, you know, garnet, more of what it really looks like before, you know, people in stores start heating it up to enhance color, doing man things to it. Great for exhaustion, especially this time of year, because I know, at least I'm sure I'm not the only one, once it gets really cold and windy and blah outside, all I want to do is curl up on a couch and like not move and like take naps. I want to hibernate. And garnet is great for fatigue and exhaustion. And like, we have a lot of nurses and doctors, medical staff, because of where we are, we have a lot of big hospitals around us that, you know, they're like, man, I'm just tired all the time. And I'm like, well, working all them shifts don't help. Here, try this. But Maria, you were saying it's good for with the heart, the physical heart, not necessarily as much as emotional as what rose quartz would do with it. Mm-hmm. And I know when people are talking about like, hey, for, you know, love, and I'm like, look, rose quartz is your romantic love, garnet is your bow chicka wow wow, like this is your sexy time versus your emotional time. So there's that. If you want to work with garnet, get your romance books out and get your garnet out and be like, it's gonna be an evening, babe. So
I love it. But,
you were saying like blood flow, like the circulation, things like that, right?
You need that for a fun evening.
you know, nature's Viagra. Yeah, maybe.
We are human.
We are humans living a human existence. I mean, it's what we have to go through, what we signed up for when we came down here on this rock, this planet.
And I actually think the sexual side of it is the gift God gave us for being human. I really do. I honestly really do. It's like, okay, I'm going to give you human life. It's not going to be so easy, but have fun in the sex part of it. I really do think that's why God created that. Because he's like, okay, it's not going to be easy, so go have some fun.
Yeah. Like, here's your upside for putting up with this.
That's right. So bring some garnet into your room.
Put that around the bedpost, underneath the bed, like
four corners
of the bed. It's fun putting rocks in grids and doing things, because it's almost like you can like set it and forget it. Like those stones are going to do what they do without you having to constantly think about it, meditate over it, tell it. They do their own thing.
Yeah. Eric said to me once, he said, can you put any more rocks under the bed? And I'm like, don't go downstairs and see what's underneath where our bed is, underneath in the basement. He's like, oh my God. I'm like, yeah, hon, it's okay. I believe in all of this.
That sounds like a challenge. Watch me.
Yeah. It's like, oh my God, you have grids in the basement. I'm like, yeah, I do.
Like, what? He's been with you how long? Why is he surprised?
Oh, this was early on. This isn't now. Oh. It's 20. Now he's got, now all the crystals I'm missing, he's got, but it's really funny. Yeah. When we first were, he's like, what is all these crystals under the bed? And I'm like, oh, don't go downstairs. It's just even crazier down there. He's like, oh my God. I'm like, yeah, it's a God thing. It's just, they're part of God's kingdom and I believe they work. So there you go. Now he believes it. I mean, and he's grown to, he's grown to love them too. And he'll pick out a stone and he'll go, yeah, you can have the stone back now. I'm like, oh, thanks.
Well, I think the last time you were with us, you found a stash that he had behind the laptop that were pieces that you were missing that you're like, that's where that is.
Yeah.
So
he just put a, not too long ago, I would say maybe about a month ago, he's like, oh, you know, this is your jade bracelet. And I'm like, oh, thank you. That's about 10 years ago. He goes, well, you can have it back now.
I mean, at that point, I would have been like, the fairies took it. I'm never getting it back.
Yeah, it's crazy. I was like, oh, that's where that went. I'm like, oh, God.
It would be really interesting on, like, if he ever took a trip by himself, you and one or two trusted friends, like, just go through the house and look for his stash piles. Put them back, but be like, Maria, here's this over here if you were looking for it. And in this drawer is this if you were looking for that. And over here in this shoebox in the back of the closet, he's got this stash.
Yeah. No, you're not far from it. And he's got, when I go up to his bureau, I'm like, there's the Herkimer diamond. There's a ruby. There's the garnet. There's the infinite. And I'm like, oh my God, look at what he's collected from the table. I can send you a picture. It's like, oh my God.
Just randomly leave a found it post-it note in a stash box, put it back.
Yeah. Like, this has gone back to inventory, dude. Yeah.
But well, thanks for joining, guys. And hope you learned some valuable information about Vogel crystals, moss agate, and garnet, and how you can use them. And hopefully, Maria Celeste, we get to have, well, I know we have you scheduled, I think it's like January 20th, and we're going to go, we're going to start a mini series on your cancer journey and how you work through that, how you did your healing, and which is going to be very, very exciting.
Yeah. It will be. Yeah. And thank you for doing that. Thank you for, I just feel it's, yeah, spirit just nudged me for like, I don't know how long. And it's like, you need to do this through Melissa.
Like, I don't even have words for that. Like, oh, we get to do it and we're going to talk about it. And, you know, it is from your point of view, your story and how you work through it. And, you know, and you walked both sides of the medical and the woo-woo side and combining them and, you know, and people love you and your work and to get your story out there so people can learn that. I can't wait to get that started.
Spirit asked me to do it through you. There's other people that have approached me and Spirit was like, no, you need to do it with Melissa.
Oh, so, I didn't even bribe Spirit. Aww. That's awesome.
Spirit was like, and I was like, so I sat with it for probably about a week or so because other people have approached me and Spirit's like, Melissa's the, you need to go. It was like, go to Melissa. And I'm like, okay. And so I sat with it and it was like, yeah, you need to do this with Melissa. So okay, here we go.
I'm honored.
Okay.
I'm
honored.
And yeah, and it's really, yeah. So I'm honored that you'll do it. And happy Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy New Year.
All the things. There's so many.
Happy. Whatever it is.
Happy.
There's so many things that happen this time of year that I'm like, happy everything under this umbrella, like, because I don't want to forget something, somebody, somewhere on, you know, their holiday.
Happy solstice, happy pig, and happy whatever. Happy, happy.
Happy all the things, and be safe with it. Well, thanks for joining, Maria Celeste, and you too, Maria Sienna, even though I drag you with me here all the time to do this. But we will see everybody next week for another episode of the Healer's Corner. Please stay safe and warm. Bye, guys.
Bye. Ciao, ciao.